Morning Watch, the Crystallization Study of Deuteronomy, Week 4, The Goodness of the Land, Its Minerals, Saturday, Related Verses, Joshua 5, 12-14, And the manna ceased on that day, when they ate of the produce of the land, and there was no longer manna for the children of Israel, but they ate of the yield of the land of Canaan that year. Now once when Joshua was by Jericho, he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there was a man standing opposite him. And his sword was drawn in his hand, and Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, Neither, but as the captain of Jehovah's army have I now come. Then Joshua fell to the ground upon his face and worshipped. And he said to him, What does my Lord speak to his servant? Joshua 6, 2 through 4 and 20. And Jehovah said to Joshua, See, I have given Jericho and its king and the mighty men of valor into your hand. And you shall circle the city, all the men of valor, going around the city one time. Thus shall you do for 6 days. And seven priests shall carry seven trumpets of ram's horns before the ark. Then on the seventh day you shall circle the city seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. The people shouted, and the trumpets were blown. And when the people heard the trumpet sound, the people shouted with a great shout, and the wall fell down flat. And the people went up into the city, each straight ahead, and they captured the city. Matthew 26, 26 through 28. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, and he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup and gave thanks. And he gave it to them saying, Drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is being poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. Suggested reading, to prepare to possess the good land, we need to deal with the flesh, enjoy the Lord's table, enjoy the all-inclusive Christ as the produce of the good land, and see a vision of Christ, the embodiment of God, as our captain. Israel's keeping of the Passover typifies the believer's keeping of the Lord's table to remember the Lord's redemption and salvation. The Lord Jesus established his table with the bread and the cup to replace the feast of the Passover. He has fulfilled the type, and now he is the real Passover to us. The produce of the promised land was the God-given food in their fighting in Canaan. This produce typifies Christ as the consummated God-given food to the believers, requiring them to labor on him. Whereas Joshua was the visible captain of Jehovah's army, Christ was the invisible captain of Jehovah's army. In order for the children of Israel to gain the good land, they had to defeat the enemy and drive out the evil forces. When they crossed the Jordan, God did everything. In the same principle, God's people did not need to do anything to destroy Jericho. They only needed to believe and trust in God, to listen to the instruction from the captain of the army of Israel, and to exalt Christ by bearing the ark. From this, we see that in the spiritual warfare, the first thing we should do is exalt Christ. We may apply this account of the destruction of Jericho to the matter of preaching the gospel. As we take up the burden to visit sinners, we need to realize that every sinner is a fortified city that has been cursed. In dealing with such a fortified city, we must exercise patience, considering when we should be silent and when we should speak. This means that we should follow the Lord's leading. At the right time, the proper declaration will be very effective. And there will be a Sabbath day in which we can shout, Praise the Lord, Jesus is Lord, Christ is victor. The wall will fall, and we will be able to defeat all the demons and possess that sinner for Christ. The victory over Jericho in Israel's first battle after crossing the Jordan was won not by Israel's fighting, but by their blowing of the trumpets and shouting, by their testifying and proclaiming of God with his ark, through their faith in God's word of instruction. These were the vital factors that enabled them to win the victory. God can do everything without man, but according to the record of the book of Joshua, he wants man to be one with him. In keeping with the principle of incarnation, God wants to do everything through man, with man, and even in man. At Jericho, Israel marched around the city with the ark, a type of Christ as the embodiment of the triune God on the shoulders of the priests. The spiritual significance of this scene is that it is a picture of a corporate God-man, God in man, man in God, walking together as one person. This was the way the children of Israel crossed the River Jordan and destroyed Jericho. God and Israel were fighting together. Actually, however, God did the fighting, and Israel simply shouted, proclaimed, and testified, and then occupied the city. We all are God-men. Thus, we must realize that whatever we do, wherever we go, and whatever we are, should not be by ourselves. We should not act, behave, or do things by ourselves, but with God.